The Lacoutere Band has been surveying flora and fauna around a 5-acre temporary village since May. Last month, the Department of Natural Resources notified LCO that they don't believe treaties give the tribe the right to grant itself a scientific research permit. DNR attorney Quinn Williams says this is unprecedented.
We've never seen the tribes issue themselves a permit, and it's not clear to us that that's something that is specified in their off-reservation model code.
But LCO Chairman Mick Isham says they not only have the right, but there is a sense of urgency for them to continue their research.
Especially in light of the fact that a mine may be going there and destroying the whole environment, you know, cutting all the trees and the whole bit up there. It's essential that we do it now before it's all gone.
Isham says they don't need the state's permission for this permit. They just need to consult with the state. He also says the state is stuck on the issue that the project is about illegal camping.
It's like trying to fit a square peg into the round hole. We are not camping. We're out there doing legitimate research.
In a letter from the DNR to Isham Wednesday, they again questioned LCO's right to do off-reservation research. But Williams says the state only wants to talk.
It's always better to sit down and try to work things out first before you jump right into either accusations of illegal activities or threatening to take someone to court.
Williams does say LCO is violating the law with its Project Village on county forest land. Mike Simons in Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.